Good Day program on the air with yet more to say about what happened at the site, the scene of the end of the Boston Marathon, with all the carnage that was there. News media happy to show you all of the blood and guts, legs, dismemberments, all that stuff. But yet, when it came to the basketball player who had his leg broken in three or four places and you saw his bones, I didn't want to do that because it was too gruesome, but it's not too gruesome to show you pictures of buildings and people dismembered and blown up all over the place like it was just another movie. It's disgusting the way these people have a double standard. It really is.
It didn't take much to launch you off.
Well, it's true, though.
So it makes you think, when they all decide, when all of the media decides that the Kevin Ware compound fracture of his leg is too gruesome to show, and they all decide we're not going to show this anymore, yet when it comes to the news, they're all racing to show you anything they can.
And repeat the same thing
over and over again. So it makes you wonder, in that newsroom, that decision-making process, where is that line between a sports injury and a terrorism injury?
I did hear Fox News say something interesting, and they said that they would not show during family viewing hours, which I don't know exactly when they consider that on Fox News.
2 a.m.
Yeah, this happened to be around 5 p.m. They said during family viewing hours they would not be showing that footage. And I think for the most part they stuck to it. I didn't see anything too gruesome other than just the people running around.
It's all self-serving BS.
You know,
they're just so miserable. Just miserable creatures.
Well, and hey, listen, in our conversations here, we have to be a part of a responsible crew. I mean, we realize that there are families running around right now, and there are kids in the minivan, and we don't want people to think, that they can't listen to
kids in the minivan. What about kids riding in the back of a sedan?
Well, that's
or a convertible, better yet.
Better be strapped down.
That's the picture. I know that when I ride around in my car with my kids in my car, what I can listen to and what I cannot listen to. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing. When you're watching television, when you're watching the news, I could not turn the news on last night because I did not want my kids seeing those things. Mm-hmm. We can have a conversation about it, but I don't want them seeing it. And my son didn't have to go to school today because he was sick. So I figured I'll talk to him about it today because you know he's going to hear about it in school. My daughter, kindergarten, not so much. Third and fourth grade is when you start having these conversations with the kids about what's really going on.
Did you see that quote from Fred Rogers that said that if your kid is watching it, have him look for people who are helping because there are always people helping.
The quote is, I just saw it on Facebook. My mom always told me, when bad things happen, look for the helpers. The helpers are always around.
Yep. Sesame Street was even tweeting today saying, we recommend, we're really sorry, our prayers go out to everyone in Boston. We really recommend that you don't let your kids see repeated images like that on TV. And I think it's interesting that Sesame Street would say something like that, would tweet something. But I think parents are very confused about how much to address with their kids, don't you think? I mean, I think the age is something that you don't want to instill fear, but you want your kids to know what's going on. I think it's a slippery slope.
Well, and you can't not talk to them about it. I've tried that.
No, you got to do that.
I've tried that, but then they go to school and it's all over school. And again, with my kindergartner, no big deal. With my third grader, the kids in class are talking about it, and you don't want him getting his information from them.
Right. But on the other hand, you don't want them seeing it over and over again. I remember I was 9 years old when President Kennedy was shot, and I was home because I had been sick. And I remember after watching it on the news for about a half an hour, I got really annoyed because at that time there wasn't cable or anything. It was just the basic local stations. And they took off all the cartoons, and I was really annoyed. Couldn't they leave like one station with cartoons on it? This has to all be this news stuff. So I think kids are pretty resilient as long as you don't overdose them on
stuff. The same way last night with Revolution.
I was really annoyed about
I wanted to get away from the news, and I wanted to watch Revolution. And here's Brian Williams. Monday night.
You ruined our night, All right. The Framingham Drum and Bugle Corps the town I live in Framingham, Massachusetts, and the Drum and Bugle Corps was stationed along the route of the Boston Marathon. And so I'm reading some of the blogs, some of the texting and the messages back and forth from these 70 drummers that come in to play. They actually use African-style drums, and they have a local fellow who works in one of the high schools who's a percussionist who teaches and trains these people. They've been doing it for 23 years. Can you imagine how high the mood was as the racers started coming up? They were at the bottom of what they call Heartbreak Hill. They stationed themselves there, and they drum to get people energized as they go up the hill. They're there, the members of them using the drums to, you know, get, if you can imagine. Imagine when you get to, if you haven't ever been there, maybe some of you have seen it, but I've never run the race, but I certainly have, as I drove the pace car for 6 years, became very familiar with every inch. Even, I mean, I've certainly traveled it, you drive it, but you don't think about it as being part of the race, most of it anyway, until you actually are in the race. So I remember going up Heartbreak Hill the first time. I was driving a Chrysler convertible, and I was doing the reports and feedback to the radio station, and I'd been asked to drive this car, and I thought, oh yeah, what the heck, it'd be fun. So I did it for 6 years, and you know, you get to tell. I was the guy who told the stories about the people who were along the race path, the people who were, there were people in the back seat that were looking at the runners themselves, and they were describing, had four different radio stations in the car. There's always a pool. I, at least for those 6 years, got to drive it, and then there were three other stations, and they'd pick lottery kind of style who'd get to be in the car so they could do their live reports back to the people listening. So anyway, the two people in the back seat are sort of kneeling on the seat, looking out over the back and feeding back their stories. And I'm feeding back the story about the people with the cups of water or the cups of orange juice or the signs that they're hanging out or who's there to support these runners. And this group was always at the foot of the hill that has about a 15 degree when you get really up to it. It's a pretty steep hill. That's why they call it Heartbreak Hill, because a lot of people just give up when they get there. They don't have what it takes to get to the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. So these people in the Framingham Drum Corps are at the bottom of the hill, and it has always been a way for people. I'm looking at the blog. People showing up there around 9:15 yesterday morning with the intention of cheering the runners on as usual, encouraging people, the energy to get up Heartbreak Hill. The weather was perfect yesterday. Runners and drummers, sun bright, wind normal, no rain. Anyway, so the history of this is it's pretty well documented. But can you imagine what was going on with them as they learned shortly before 3 o'clock what was going on? They stopped, in essence, and they, for whatever the reason, I'm reading what just happened. Here's one of the fellows. Matter of fact, this is the director, John Tracy, who's blogging. What just happened? Don't know much. Don't know how we matter to each other. With the news, I reached out to family, the ones I love, the ones I care about. And what matters also is to reach out to you, the community of family that's been sharing so much here with the people that we don't really know. But we have a community now, a common experience, the shock of it, what's being expressed without words, the things that we now, there were people that were just, there's a picture of somebody who's just walking around aimlessly because the race has stopped, and people are just milling around, and some of these people are picking up some of the trash along the way, the race cups, I mean the water cups, that sort of stuff. And then they realize there's nothing else they can do, so they get in their cars and they go back home, but they keep checking on the radio. There was one fellow who said, I wanted to turn the radio off, and another fellow said, no, we need to find out what's happening with more of these people. And one lady writes about how she got home and just snuggled up with her dogs on the couch. So it's, they're all ages here. I'm looking at pictures of these people, all ages of people that play these drums. And it really is it's just another one of the side stories to what happened yesterday. And it's, I don't know, it's just mindless stuff.
It's amazing.
It's so mindless.
When you think about all of the stories that come out of an event.
Yeah.
When you have hundreds of thousands of people around, everybody's got a story and everybody's got a perspective.
Right. Yeah, right.
And there's so many interesting things that come out of it.
Well, that's why it's more than just playing the same dirty footage over and over and over again, which you don't get there, and maybe what you don't get from a lot of the radio programs. But this is something that will go on. You know, the heat of it will be 24 to 48 hours, and then it'll calm down a little bit, and then there'll be, you know, a focus on the person who did it and how well are the people doing who had damage, and when is the city going to get back to normal, and all that sort of
thing. I think my favorite thing still will be the Google Doc person who offered up their couch, who said, "I have a couch to offer and two beautiful chihuahuas to love you.
My apartment
is open to everyone."
Yeah. Right. When our veterans return home, challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. It's something to think about. Friends supporting other friends. Some make the transition easily with the help of family and friends to support them, and others don't necessarily have that luxury. And that's where the Purple Heart Service Foundation steps in. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans could slip through the cracks. We know how that happens. Many of them do, in fact. And that's just not acceptable. I know that many of you support the Purple Heart Service Foundation since we started talking about it here on Good Day. It's evident in your donations. I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support ongoing, not just once, but every day for some of them, every week, every month. Be part of the group helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Just text PURPLE to 20222. That's texting PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 using cash and credit card. Donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can go online to purpleheartcars.org.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address. Carry on. It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. Carry on, carry on. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Wild Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Somebody, we all need somebody. Whether we find somebody that fulfills those needs is the question. A lot of you feeling the stress and the fear and trying to find a safe place. Nobody's. I don't imagine many Bostonians are going to get run out of town by what happened. Whether you think the government's responsible for it or...
People are tough.
Yeah.
All right, so this song was number one on what date?
This is 2010. This is a 3-year-old song, Lady Antebellum, Need You Now. What do you need now?
Now, can
to
I...
bring yourself around to not spending the rest of the week in a sulk or a funk?
I just looked at the other number one songs that were number one on this date.
Yeah.
I think this song is probably a good song for today.
Jeremiah was a bulldog.
Really?
Why not? Looking at the positive instead of the negative. Having a little fun.
Yeah.
Come on, bring it.
So, Ken Kessler is here with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and me. I'm Doug Steffen. The bombs themselves. One of the things that I heard a lot of, discussion of signature bombs. When people are in, they've done a lot of work on the bombs that were used in Iraq and bombs that were used in Afghanistan by the people who, were making bombs and want to blow up soldiers and innocent people and that sort of thing. So they're looking for that in including fingerprints, because there were three bombs that did not go off. So obviously this guy was no pro. I think I'm chuckling about it, but I'm not thinking this guy's a pro, which may lead to some credence being given to this 20-year-old who is at least a suspect at the moment. Are there others? Who knows? There's a lot of people, and what'll make it worse for the Muslim community, Muslim rather than Muslim. Well, some people spell it M-O-S, don't they? Some people spell it M-U-S, and others spell it M-O-S. But anyway, the Muslim community in general will be vilified by some, you know it and I know it, listening to some of the right of center talk radio programs. They're going to have a field day with this guy's name and his background. He's a Saudi, and so that goes on. But the interesting thing is how much money we spend preparing people, training people to know this. Every city now has a bomb squad. Everybody's got a SWAT team. I mean, even some of the smaller, medium-sized communities have these people that are part of the staff that are trained in all of this. Learn what to look for. Learn how to dismantle a bomb or disarm a bomb. And we think, you know, this is a very special. It isn't. There are tons of these people. I was in an office building yesterday on Route 9, which is the main thoroughfare in Framingham, at a lawyer's office, and the state police headquarters are right next door. And the sirens and the vehicles tearing out of there, even some of those old World War II ambulances, I mean, they tore out everything. They were looking to just anything that was movable, they sent into this place. And any piece of gear or equipment to try to figure out, in part, not only the bomber motives, why this store, why this place, and where were the other bombs that they found, and can you see by looking at them, I heard, and I don't think this is an official story, but I heard one person say that the bombs they found were all pretty much the same. Whatever that means, but they can take little bits of DNA off of the bombs and you know then they can because they anybody who's in custody or has been in custody for anything like this will have a DNA profile. Isn't that what they do now? I think they automatically do that if you're
convicted of a crime,
some kind of a felony.
A felony,
right.
Yes.
So pretty it's part of the top pyramid of stories on the bombing at the Marathon.
Discover Card, Cashback Concierge here.
Cashback Concierge? I have a concierge?
I know, it's exciting.
Wow, wait, what is the Cashback Concierge?
Oh, well, there's lots of ways you can get cashback from Discover. I'm here to help you get the most bang for your buck. It's personalized, we won't try and sell you anything, and it's free.
Free? I want that.
Yeah, you do. High five me through the phone.
Yeah. I did it. Did you actually do it?
Oh, I did. I totally did.
Good.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Cashback Concierge. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
NatHotels.com April shower sale is incredible.
I know.
I can't believe how much money we saved.
Don't say that too loudly. If the bellhops hear how much we saved, they'll be on us, looking for big tips.
Too late.
Hi, folks. Take your bag.
Call you a limo.
Wow.
Can I bring you extra towels? How about a club sandwich?
I can carry you down the stairs.
Throw it on roast petals.
The Hotels.com April shower sale. On now through April 29th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Perry locked himself out of his car. Should he A, call his amateur wrestler friend with fists of steel, or B, get roadside assistance from the Geico mobile app? The correct answer is B. The Geico mobile app uses GPS, so Perry can get roadside assistance quickly without saying a word. It's like telepathy. Perry's steel-fisted friend would dent up the door and break stuff. Geico's mobile app is speedy and makes it easy for Perry to get roadside assistance with the tap of his finger.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, trying to broaden out our conversation about the happenings, the circumstances, the lives of people who were changed forever. Some people, hundreds if not thousands of people, were involved in the race in Boston on Monday, have different stories to tell. The ramifications are serious pretty much across the board here for this. And especially if it becomes if it's only a one-person deal and it's some crank kind of a thing. The president said it was terrorism. At least the first time around, he said, weren't sure. Then the White House said it is terrorism. And then you wonder, okay, if it is this 20-year-old guy, then what's his connection to whom? The people who are... we do know... We all understand that the bad guys always have some stupid person do the dirty work for them, as somebody who just believes because they want to believe. Look at the history of the story of most of the people that were in those planes that hit the buildings in New York and Washington, and they were all pushed into place by zealots that were older than they were. They were pretty smart, some of them, well-educated, but the guys who come up with the ideas, like Hitler or any of these people that do this sort of stuff, I mean, you can say that about, I guess, some of the things we've done in our country, go to war. Who goes? The president doesn't go to war. Mm. The king doesn't go to war, at least not now. Used to,
yeah.
But,
how kings were made before.
Yeah, right. They were victors in battle.
War heroes, yeah.
Right, yeah. We don't do that anymore, though. We send underlings. We send people that we can brainwash.
Now our kings avoid going to war at all costs if they can.
Yeah, right. So anyway,
Eisenhower
is the last president who had any real war training experience
and
visibility.
Kennedy
was
Bush.
Yeah, but they weren't.
Bush was a war hero.
They weren't. Huh? Oh, you're talking about Old Man Bush.
Old Man Bush.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was, yeah. Actually,
shot
he had
down.
A pretty good story, Old Man Bush did.
Yeah.
And so did Kennedy. Not as good as Eisenhower, but at any rate, you get the point that I'm trying to make here. Meanwhile, making other points, some of our radio brethren, Richie, have some interesting stories and stories.
This is pretty interesting. They're tweeting out saying, if you were there, look closely at all of your pictures and videos the Boston Perps capture will be crowdsourced, basically saying that if you were there and you were taking pictures and tweeting and posting them to Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest and whatever, take a second look at your pictures and see if there's anything in there that you may have noticed. And this is really, they're using the hashtag somebody saw something on Twitter, and Kenny's going to look that up and see what we found there. But as an example, even as the dust was settling on Boylston Street. Boylston Street, thank you.
Yep.
A very interesting image popped up on Twitter that was shared by the activist group Anonymous. And the photo shows a picture of a man on the roof of a building. You can see this picture at DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com. Directly above where the first bomb exploded. Who was this guy? Was he a maintenance worker? Was he a media member, a race official, or somebody with a little bit more sinister intent? Nobody knows yet. But this picture was posted by the activist group Anonymous and was retweeted 22,000 times by the end of Monday evening.
Hmm.
And this just goes to show you that crowdsourcing, along with all of the video cameras, you know, up in the sky and the buildings and everything, you can't do anything anymore without somebody having it on film.
Yep. You get, that's one of the good things about
so,
all of this.
Ken, were you able to find any the hashtag someone saw something on Twitter? Was there anything there?
There's nothing there yet.
I looked too. I couldn't find anything.
Yeah.
This was just posted, and some people have retweeted it, but with the question, are you the new Zapruder?
Hmm. Are you the new Zapruder?
Somebody saw something.
Yeah, that was what, remember, that's how they figured out what happened with Kennedy. It's 23 minutes for the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a moment, some more ideas on how to help you talk to members of your family about the news in general, and specifically some of these stories that we've been talking about the last couple of days.
If you're locked in a home,
or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Spring is officially here, and for many people, that means allergies. Longtime allergy sufferer and host of Dancing with the Stars, Brooke Burke-Charvet, has once again teamed up with the makers of Claritin to take their new challenge and share her story.
Spring is a very busy time. I'm hosting Dancing with the Stars, my children are more active and demanding, and I love to find time to exercise outdoors. I have no time to let allergies get the best of me. My Claritin Clear Challenge is a 2-minute sneak peek into my daily life. You'll get an idea of how I'm able to handle some of life's everyday obstacles without having to worry about my allergies. This spring, I'm taking the Claritin Clear Challenge. It's simple. When your allergies start, take one 24-hour Claritin every day of your allergy season, as long as your allergy triggers remain, for continuous relief or your money back.
Visit ClaritinChallenge.com for details about Brooke's story and the money-back guarantee. That's ClaritinChallenge.com. Use as directed.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 19 and a half minutes for the hour. All right, so the next, let's turn the page, Richie. The next page, and these books have a lot of instrumentation in them, I think. Anyway, I'm happy we're able to post these at DougStefan.com. This is not just about the Boston Marathon. This is about anything. We have so many of these graphic images now. And in order to help parents out, there's a list of books that we put together to help you discuss all events like this. You should have these books in your bookshelf with whatever else you've got there. Great novels, great fiction, great self-help books, whatever it is. There's a book called A Terrible Thing Happened by Margaret Holmes. It becomes simplistic for me to go through the theme of the book, although I find this one kind of interesting. After the main character, Sherman, sees something bad happen, he becomes anxious and then angry. When a counselor helps him talk about these emotions, he feels better about it. Now, is there too much discussion these days about counselors? I think you do what you think is right here. I think you talk about parents or maybe friends or whatever. And then let's see here. There's another book called Let's Talk About Living in a World with Violence. It's a book for school-age children by James Garbarino. This is for elementary school, so you move. There's another one called I Hate Superman by Louise Simonson. This is for older elementary school children. This is about looking up to people. Who do you have? And this is a great discussion to have with your children, Richie, or anybody's children. Who do you have? Who do you ask your children who they look up to? And they're going to say mommy and daddy.
Sure, yeah.
That's fine. But what else are they focused on? Who else in the family? Maybe somebody at school. Maybe somebody they've learned. Maybe the Taekwondo
Roberta
teacher.
Roberta Fasnelli, Jennifer
yeah.
Horn.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But you know what I'm saying. Here's another one, Tough Stuff, a children's book about trauma by Joy Wilth-Berry and Ernie Hergenroder. It examines in simple text and illustrations a variety of situations that cause varying degrees of emotional or physical trauma and how to deal with each of those. Again, somebody in your family gets hurt in a car crash, for example, or you know, any number of things. Grandma falls down the stairs. How do you talk to your children about that? I think it's a very practical approach, and I'm pleased that Ken Kessler put this together. The reference point, again, from today's show at DougStefan.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get.
Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on, carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Sharing the love is a good thing to do. 14 before the hour, Doug Steffen with the gang on the Good Day program. So what do you do, Richie, if you find a bomb? Who in the world is looking for a
bomb? After we have one of these events, the management of the building that we're in usually sends out just a reminder, security awareness tips. And one of the things they send out is, if you find a suspicious package, what should you do? Call 911 right away and alert the people around you to leave the premise. If you're in a building, tell a security officer or building management. Do not use a cell phone or a two-way radio to call authorities because it can act as a detonator. Call from a landline phone only. Do not move the package, bump it, or shake it. It's best just to leave it where you found it. And if it's small enough, try to cover it with a trash can and make sure the trash can is not touching the package. This will prevent whatever it is from spreading. And if the package is ticking, vibrating, or has an odor, evacuate the area immediately. That would be a duh.
Ding, 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 yeah. Ding.
That would be a duh. Wash your hands thoroughly with soap and warm water if you handle the package in any way. Stay in a separate area from others as the package may contain chemical, biological, or radiological materials. And when emergency personnel arrive, be prepared to answer questions about who was around you when you noticed the package.
Wow. All right. Oh, man.
I got you feel more. Better now? You feel my,
you,
yeah,
you want to get head. Through the see something, say something awareness tips?
Is this obvious or not? Are people so naive that they don't know this, I suppose? Maybe we're living in a sea of
people just don't think about it. Yeah. It's just you're going through your daily life and you don't have this top of mind. And every now and then, I have to tell you, I read these tips when they send them to me because this is my responsibility here. This is my little area.
Right. Yep.
And you have to kind of know when you're walking through a building and you see something, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
So see something, say something is describe exactly what the suspicious activity is, the precise location, the number of people, the ages, the gender, and the physical descriptions of each individual observed, the date, time, and duration of the activity, and note any vehicle colors, make of the car, or license plate.
Uh-huh.
So just keep it in the back of your mind.
Common sense stuff. And not bad to have a little common sense, a lot of common sense. I noticed for example, in Washington, the Metro is spending millions of dollars to triple the number of video cameras. That's what you're going to see.
Millions of dollars that they don't have.
Right. Well, but I'm suggesting the reason that I'm bringing that up, Richie, is because in cities like Washington, New York, Boston,
sure.
If we don't think you watch the show Person of Interest,
yep.
If you don't think that that's the reality now...
Mm. Yep.
And it will be in
smile.
A year. Look around any place. You're going to be watched. They have that facial recognition stuff on you all the time. That's just the way that it is. That's the world we live in. What a damn shame. 10 minutes before the hour on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable.
But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's the day after, and anything but business as usual in Boston. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The investigation continues into the twin blast near the finish line of yesterday's Boston Marathon. The death toll is at 3, with more than 100 injured, more than a dozen critically. The city of Boston is open today, but Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says it won't be business as usual. About a 15-block area in the vicinity of the explosions is being treated as a crime scene and is closed to cars and pedestrians. There's a heavy police presence throughout the area, including federal agents, state police, and National Guard troops, in addition to Boston police. Subways are operating, but riders are experiencing delays because all bags, briefcases, and backpacks are being searched as people board trains. The FBI is now in charge of the investigation, and last night, federal agents, Boston, and local police searched an apartment in the Boston suburb of Revere. Investigators say the search is related to the attack, but that's all they're saying. We are hearing more stories of what it was like to have been there when it happened. Sheldon Erkenbach was near both explosions.
The first block, I seen right towards the finish line, which I'm about half a block away, a white cloud of smoke. And then about 20, 30 seconds later, that's when the second blast, and it literally it threw me back.
And the elderly man, shown in video footage, being literally blown off his feet near the finish line of the Boston Marathon, something we've seen over and over, is 78-year-old Bill Ifrig. He told CNN's Piers Morgan Live he knew he was going to fall, but the only injury he could find when he rolled over was a scratch on his leg.
One of the finisher assistants come over and talked to me and asked me if there's anything to do, and offered to give me a hand, help me get up, and help me get over to the finish line so I can complete my race.
After being looked over by medical officials, Ifrig says he was allowed to leave the finish area under his own power to head back to his hotel, which Ifrig said was about 6 blocks away. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Get the biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale starts Thursday. Visit Lumber Liquidators. And find your local store today.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It was a rough day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 266 points yesterday, down to 14,599. S&P lost 36 points. NASDAQ fell 78. Oil prices also down, $2.58 a barrel, finishing at $88.71. The beleaguered Carnival Cruise Ship Company plans to pay back the federal government for money spent on rescue efforts involving a pair of their cruise ships. Company officials say Carnival has voluntarily decided to provide reimbursement to the federal government for incidents involving its Triumph and Splendor cruise ships. Unknown how much Carnival is expected to pay. Los Angeles County Sheriff's officials are changing how they report on so-called swatting incidents at the homes of celebrities, and there have been many of them. Sheriff's officials say the department will continue to respond to calls, but if they turn out to be phony, they will likely not publicize them. A good idea. And finally, back to that horrific scene in Boston, a city in shock, with shock waves being felt across the country. Shortly after the two blasts at the Boston Marathon yesterday afternoon, security was stepped up across the nation from Washington, D.C., including Pennsylvania Avenue, to Los Angeles, and of course, in New York City, thought to be the top target for potential attacks, tragically, for good reason. The New York City Police Department increased security at hotels and other prominent locations throughout the city yesterday. New Yorkers expressed their feelings, offering thoughts and prayers for all the victims in Boston. This man was asked whether he was now fearful in New York City, given what happened in Boston.
No, I mean, ever since 9/11, I feel that the security around New York City and Manhattan in general just increased dramatically since then, so I feel like it's much safer than it was.
Across the country, all of us are thinking about the victims of yesterday's blasts and offering whatever help may be needed. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.